something like that. White t-shirt, she was killing me in that mini skirt. Skipping rocks on the river by the railroad tracks. She had a suntan line and red lipstick. I worked so hard for that first kiss. And a heart don't forget, no, a heart don't forget. I said, a heart don't forget, something like that. Oh, not something like that.
Serving Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods, 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. So far, there are only two confirmed survivors out of the 181 people who were on board a South Korean passenger jet. It was a Boeing 737 operated by Jeju Air when it crashed at landing.
Video from the scene of the crash showed the landing gear was up when the plane touched down, indicating malfunction. Authorities announced that there was a bird strike warning right before the accident. While South Korea's Ministry of Transport is in the scene investigating the cause of accident, a temporary morgue is being set up at the airport. Hakyung Kate Lee, ABC News, Seoul.
In the U.S., 15 people were hurt, including three firefighters, when a Brightliner passenger train collided with a fire truck in Delray Beach, Florida. At least two people died. Six others were hurt after tornadoes were reported Saturday in Texas and Mississippi. And Charles Dolan, who founded HBO and Cablevision, helping shape the modern TV industry, has died. He was 98. This is ABC News.
The Badgers skate to victory. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college hockey. The Wisconsin Badgers beat Ferris State in a shutout, 8-0 last night in the holiday faceoff at Fiserv Forum. Three Badgers players, Quinn Finley, Rylan Mosley, and Kyle Kokkonen, each scored a pair of goals. Wisconsin advances to the final tonight against UConn. NBA. The Bucks lose in Chicago to the Bulls, 116-111. Damian Lillard was back with 29 points and 12 assists, but it wasn't enough. Giannis Antetokounmpo missing his fourth straight game. He's dealing with a non-COVID illness. Bucks head coach Doc Rivers.
It felt like we were playing with fool's gold the entire night. I thought defensively we had no presence. You know, think about it. I think they were shooting 58% at halftime. We were shooting 44% and it was a two-point game. So you felt like either we're going to start really defending and then our offense will go up, or we're not and it's going to be a tight game, and that's what it was.
NFL, the Packers against the Vikings in Minnesota. A recap coming up after the game tonight. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Areas of fog, then mostly cloudy skies with highs in the upper 30s. Our winds will be light. Mostly cloudy skies for the overnight. Some patchy fog reforming. Lows in the middle 20s. Sunshine returning Monday with highs in the upper 30s. Currently 29 degrees.
Looking for the perfect New Year's Eve spot? Head to Burgers Bar and Grill in Phillips, Wisconsin. Enjoy Moose Lodge Bingo and a special menu featuring Build Your Own Burgers for $11.99. Philly cheesesteaks and 12-inch one-topping pizzas for $12.99. Crispy chicken sliders for $10.99. And crispy chicken sandwich for just $6.99. Craving more? Try their popcorn chicken basket for $9.99 or shrimp basket for $10.99. Don't miss out. Find them next to A&W. Celebrate New Year's Eve at Burgers Bar and Grill.
Texting privacy policy and terms and conditions posted at textplan.us. Texting enrolls for recurring automated text marketing messages. Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop to opt out. Consult a doctor prior to use.
You look amazing. What have you been doing?
You've heard of Ozempic, Wegovy, and the other GLP-1 medications, right? Well, I found this great company called Zelthy. If you qualify, their providers can prescribe medications like Ozempic and Wegovy and other GLP-1 medications that are 80 to 90% less expensive, all 100% online.
I can get GLP-1 medications for 80 to 90% less and do it all online? No. No doctor's office or pharmacy?
Yes, Zelthy can help provide you with semaglutide or tirzepatide, the active ingredients in Ozempic and other expensive GLP-1s, but for 80 to 90% less.
How do I get started with Zelthy?
Just send them a text.
Text SOLVE to 200-300 to get started today with Zelthy to see if you're eligible. Get the same active ingredients in Wegovy or Ozempic, but for 80 to 90% less and 100% online. Don't wait. Text SOLVE to 200-300 right now for a link to your exclusive offer. Text SOLVE to 200-300. SOLVE to 200-300.
This week on Viewpoints.
For first-time homebuyers, it can be really disheartening to look at the mortgage market right now, to look at the home prices, and just imagine being able to purchase a home and seeing that slip out of reach.
First-time homebuyers are on the sidelines as more people are priced out of the housing market. Then,
Alzheimer's disease affects the most complicated organ of the body, the brain. We know a lot about the brain, but there's a lot that we don't know about the brain.
What is there still to learn about Alzheimer's disease? I'm Marty Peterson.
And I'm Gary Price. These stories in depth this week on your public affairs magazine, Viewpoints.
Art tells a story, your story, and inspires others in your community to do the same. AARP is celebrating the undeniable impact and contributions of Black art and artists everywhere. We're thrilled to celebrate these creators over 50. Through their work and persistence, they make society a better place by bringing us all closer together. Learn more at aarp.org/blackcommunity.
I spray and scrub, but the soap scum in my bathtub is still there.
I spray and scrub, but the burnt sauce on my stovetop sticks around.
Sprays can leave grime behind, but Mr. Clean Ultra Foamy Magic Eraser combines the scrubbing power of an eraser with the cleaning power of Dawn to melt away tough messes on contact.
Just wet, squeeze, and erase.
Stop spraying, start erasing, and clean with more magic than ever with Ultra Foamy Magic Eraser.
Mr. Clean, Mr. Clean.
The American dream of home ownership has long symbolized stability, success, and financial security. Owning property can be a lasting investment and a source of pride, yet for many Americans, the hope of buying a home may feel increasingly out of reach. After a slow year in 2023, existing home sales for this year are on track to drop to their lowest level in nearly 30 years.
That's the last time that home sales volume really was near where we are right now. At that time, it was 3.85 million. Last year, it broke 4 million. This year, we expect home sales to break 4 million, but it's still lagging. And I think it's important because from that period to today, we have 70 million more people in this country. And we're still having the same level of home sales. It truly is much lower than where we should be.
That's Jessica Louts, Vice President of Research and Deputy Chief Economist at the National Association of Realtors. She says the last time we saw sales of existing homes drop this low was 1995.
In that time period, in all honesty, I don't know that a 1995 buyer would say it, but homes were much more affordable. They were to where income is. Today, housing affordability is really the struggle. We know that home prices continue to go up. This year, interest rates have come down, but they're still in the sixes, and that's making it difficult for housing affordability. If we combine those two numbers, the qualifying income for a home buyer, even with 20% down, is over six figures, and that's just hard for so many Americans to fathom.
Lout says that in addition to high interest rates, high home prices are also keeping buyers on the sidelines. Nationally, the median existing home price has gone up about 50% in the last 5 years. That's according to the National Association of Realtors.
Really, it's become so unaffordable for your typical American to be able to afford a home. And incomes have been growing, but they're not keeping pace at where housing costs are. And so this is the affordability has become so out of reach, and the lack of inventory too. And that's what's really pushing up home prices.
With higher interest rates and lower inventory driving up prices, many feel they're being pushed out of the market. Rodana Boyd is a real estate agent in southeastern Virginia. She has seen firsthand how low inventory has caused buyers, especially first-time home buyers, to struggle finding their dream home.
We end up running into either just not enough homes to look at, or once we find a home that a buyer likes, they end up in this kind of a bidding war sometimes because the best houses, because there are not many out here on the market, they may have a number of people that's, you know, that's going for that one particular house. But definitely low inventory is playing a part in it.
Lout says when it comes to lack of inventory, we may still be feeling the effects of the COVID pandemic, and before that, the Great Recession in 2008.
At that time period, builders really retracted. In fact, some builders merged, smaller builders, you know, left the market altogether. And what we really have seen from that time period is a number of factors that have continued. So the lack of land, the availability of lots to actually build multiple units on, as opposed to one large single family home. The cost of building has gone up. So all of the material costs, skilled labor, hard to find it. Building had been underproducing since the Great Recession. And then the pandemic hit.
When the pandemic disrupted supply chains and limited workforce availability, Lout says the Federal Reserve dropped interest rates to stimulate the economy.
They really wanted to have more spending in the economy to pull us out of the pandemic recession that we were in. And so that did stimulate home sales activity, and they were ready to spend in the economy. And so that really did drive purchasing.
Boyd remembers what 2021 and 2022 were like as a real estate agent.
Interest rates dropped so low during that time that the buyers came out in droves. And because of that, and inventory was still low, but now you have way more buyers because of the affordability, because of the low interest rates. It kind of got a little crazy.
Eventually, Lout says the Federal Reserve had to slow down lending, a decision that we're still feeling the impacts of today. Despite economic challenges that have left many feeling discouraged, Boyd says she's seen one specific group capitalizing on the market, real estate investors.
I'm having lots of success with my investors that are going out here and they're buying up the homes. And then some buyers are a little afraid because of the interest rates, but the investors are not because they know they're going to get equity in it. But when you are a person that's buying it to live in it, sometimes there is this educational learning curve that, hey, even if the interest rate is high, this house is going to go up. And it's harder to help the owner-occupant grasp that than it is the investor. So the investor comes in and they just snatch up the properties, unfortunately.
Lout has seen similar trends and says the type of buyer often determines what kind of success they're having in the housing market.
I think for potential buyers, for first-time home buyers, it can be really disheartening to look at the mortgage market right now, to look at the home prices, and just imagine being able to purchase a home and seeing that slip out of reach. We know that for our recent read of first-time home buyers, that it dropped to the lowest level we've seen in our data dating back to 1981 last year. And for repeat buyers, though, they continue to gain housing equity. And so with that, the share of all cash buyers who are purchasing without a mortgage to an all-time high. So a very, very divided market.
Despite high prices and low inventory, Boyd encourages first-time home buyers to hold on to their hopes of home ownership, even if that first house you see isn't your dream house.
A major avenue of wealth in America is real estate, owning real estate. It is a way that you build wealth. If you are willing to use your first house as a stepping stone, when we are in a market like we're in, where there's limited inventory, choose maybe what's not perfect and ideal so that you can get your foot in the game.
The economy and housing market are always subject to change, and buyers may find hope in recent predictions. The National Association of Realtors says home sales are likely to rise by 10% over the next 2 years.
Our labor market is pretty strong. We know that we have been adding jobs. The interest rates have been coming down largely from where they are a year ago, though still higher. Home prices are not going up at the same pace. They're still coming up, and that's good news for homeowners, but they're not going up at those double-digit paces that we had seen, and that's a good thing.
To find out more about Jessica Lout, Rodonna Boyd, and all our featured guests, visit viewpointsradio.org. For more behind the scenes, check out Viewpoints Radio on X, Facebook, and Instagram. This segment was written and produced by Erica Linney. Our lead producer is Libby Foster. Our executive producer is Amira Zaveri. Studio production by Jason Dickey. I'm Gary Price. This segment is brought to you by the Capital One VentureX card. Earn unlimited 2X miles on everything you buy, plus get access to over 1,300 airport lounges and a $300 annual credit for bookings through Capital One Travel. What's in your wallet? Terms apply. Lounge access is subject to change. See CapitalOne.com for details.
Coming up, researchers are uncovering more about the causes of Alzheimer's disease. But what questions remain when Viewpoints returns?
Stay awake at night worrying about what to buy everyone on your holiday list? Yeah, it's stressful. And half the time, you don't even get the right thing. Well, Skechers is here for a holiday rescue with hands-free Skechers slip-ins, the right gift for everyone on your list. Think about it. People love their shoes. And once they try hands-free Skechers slip-ins, it takes that love to a whole new level. Why? Because with hands-free Skechers slip-ins, you just step into them and they're on. There's no bending down, no touching your shoes, no retying laces. Plus, Skechers slip-ins are perfect for everyone. Moms, dads, grandparents, kids, friends, coworkers. Just sneak into their closet, get their shoe size, and you're good to go. Plus, they come in everyone's favorite styles and colors, from sneakers to casual shoes, even winter boots. And they look so stylish, and they're the most comfortable shoes they'll ever wear. So, this season, save time, quit your worrying, and get everyone on your list hands-free Skechers slip-ins. Holiday crisis averted. Now go get some rest. Find them for the holidays at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear is sold.
This holiday season, Straight Talk Wireless is letting you say yes a lot more with real unlimited data. Yes to sharing pics of the ugliest holiday sweaters. Yes to checking weather on the go for surprise sledding trips. Yeah! And with a free phone at sign up, let the yes-tivities begin.
No way!
Yes way. Straight Talk, real unlimited data. Available at Walmart or straighttalk.com. Offer valid through 1/5/25 while supplies last at participating stores. Taxes and fees apply. Requires in-store activation on select single line plans. Limit of 2 phones per customer. For network management practices, visit straighttalk.com.
Art tells a story, your story, and inspires others in your community to do the same. AARP is celebrating the undeniable impact and contributions of Black art and artists everywhere. We're thrilled to celebrate these creators over 50. Through their work and persistence, they make society a better place by bringing us all closer together. Learn more at aarp.org/blackcommunity. Alzheimer's disease is the seventh leading cause of death in our country. In 2022, more than 120,000 Americans died from the disease. That's according to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. For several decades, scientists have been puzzled by its origins and debilitating effects. In fact, the first described case was more than 100 years ago, in 1906, by German psychiatrist Alois Alzheimer. For years, he studied a 50-year-old female patient who was suffering from paranoia, confusion, and memory loss, symptoms that we would describe today as dementia. While scientists have grasped a basic understanding of Alzheimer's disease, the most common type of dementia, many believe we've barely scratched the surface.
Alzheimer's disease affects the most complicated organ of the body, the brain. We know a lot about the brain, but there's a lot that we don't know about the brain. We're struggling to learn how the brain functions. Our sensations, our impressions of ourselves, our personalities, our thoughts, our memories, consciousness itself, it's all dependent on the brain. And yet, we know very little about the mechanisms of the brain that support these functions.
That's Dr. Robert Vassar, the scientific director of behavioral neurology at Northwestern University's Feinberg School of Medicine. He's also the director of the university's Alzheimer's Disease Research Center within the Meslem Center for Cognitive Neurology and Alzheimer's Disease. Vassar believes there have been a lot of failures in clinical trials because scientists were treating at the wrong stage of the disease.
Once symptoms take over, memory symptoms in dementia, there is a substantial amount of damage to the brain, loss of neurons, and brain atrophy, particularly in regions of the brain that are important for memory, like the hippocampus. Now, once the neurons die, they can't come back. And so once they're gone for good. And that's a problem for people that are already diagnosed. They already have damage, ongoing damage to the brain.
But recent technological advances now allow researchers to detect Alzheimer's disease earlier and explore the role of preventative treatment in clinical trial patients.
We've learned slowly that Alzheimer's disease takes many decades to manifest itself. And there's a very long period of time, maybe 10, 20, or 30 years, where the disease is brewing in the brain, and yet there are absolutely no symptoms. And the people having this going on in their brains are on the road to Alzheimer's, but they don't know it. We really didn't understand that because in the past, the only way we could study Alzheimer's disease in people would be at the end of their lives after they passed away and we were permitted to do a brain autopsy. Now, in the last 10 years or so, we've had some very interesting developments in brain scanning. We are now able to scan the brains of living patients and see these pathologies, the amyloid pathology, occurring over time in living individuals.
The idea that amyloid plaques building up in the brain may be a root cause of Alzheimer's is called the amyloid cascade hypothesis. But while this theory has been widely accepted for decades, there's been a great deal of controversy because it's led to a lot of dead ends in large-scale research and clinical trials. Attempts to treat Alzheimer's by going after the plaque buildup just hasn't consistently worked in patients so far.
I can understand the frustration of both, you know, researchers as well as patients and caregivers that there have been all these failures. I'm frustrated too. But I think the point is that we shouldn't now throw the baby out with the bathwater because, I mean, these are very well-developed amyloid drugs that really engage the target and remove amyloid from the brain. They do their job very well. We just need to know the appropriate stage of disease at which individuals can be treated. And so my argument would be go well before there are symptoms and before there's damage to the brain.
Dr. Carl Harrop is on the other side of the debate over amyloid and how Alzheimer's research has been tackled over the last few decades. Harrop is a professor of neurobiology and an investigator in the Alzheimer's Disease Research Center at the University of Pittsburgh School of Medicine.
My estimation is that we know virtually nothing about what causes Alzheimer's disease. So I think we stopped listening to our own data. We kept hoping that we could just ignore all the inconsistencies and keep plowing ahead because the enthusiasm was so high. But if we really look at the data, we have yet to create a mouse that gets anything resembling human Alzheimer's disease. And that's a big problem for us because it cuts the knees out from under any attempt, any experimental attempt to try and find a treatment, a therapy, a cure.
Harrop argues that another problem in the field is the expanded definition of Alzheimer's. He says the requirement that there must be amyloid deposits in the brain is throwing scientists off. Instead, there needs to be a bigger push to investigate other potential causes for the disease.
I quote an advisor on one of our external advisory boards who simply said quite flatly that if you aren't studying amyloid, you aren't studying Alzheimer's. And not only is that wrong on its face, it is symptomatic of a psychology that requires not only that you promote the use of anti-amyloid therapies, but that you actively suppress investigation into other potential causes of the disease. I think the tide is turning, and we're beginning to look at other factors like inflammation, like vascular problems, and myelination. And we're beginning to see the problem of late life dementia in a more holistic concept that includes the biology of aging and the incredible heterogeneity and variability from person to person.
Vassar says it's fair to target other theories and try varying treatments based on different stages of the disease. Inflammation, for example, is one aspect of Alzheimer's that shows promise due to the recent discovery of a mutation in a gene called TREM2. This gene is expressed in special immune cells in the brain called microglia.
What occurs is that the microglia surround the amyloid plaques and they react to it. And this reaction is what they're trying to do is remove it, remove the amyloid from the brain and get rid of it because they recognize it as a foreign body. But in the process, they're not able to really get rid of it because the amyloid is so indigestible for them. And what they are doing is also producing a lot of inflammatory molecules. And as we know from inflammation throughout the body, inflammation causes pain. It's important for healing, but chronic inflammation can produce damage to tissues. And that is exactly what seems to be happening in the Alzheimer brain.
While the debate over Alzheimer's research rages on, every 65 seconds, one more person is diagnosed with the disease in the U.S. alone. Right now, an estimated 6.7 million Americans are living with Alzheimer's, and this number is set to double over the next few decades as the population skews older. The progress being made today to examine other causes and focus more on preventative treatment will hopefully save millions to come. To learn more about Alzheimer's disease and research, as well as our guests, Dr. Robert Vassar and Dr. Carl Harrop, head to viewpointsradio.org. For more behind the scenes, search Viewpoints Radio on Instagram, X, and Facebook. This segment originally aired in October of 2021 and was written by our executive producer, Amira Zaveri. Our lead producer is Libby Foster. Our studio engineer is Jason Dickey. I'm Marty Peterson. This segment is sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Looking for a career you'll love with flexibility, great pay and benefits, and one of the country's top workplaces? Come join our growing team. Go to progressive.com/careers and apply online today.
Viewpoints returns in just a moment.
That smells good, Ma. What you making?
Just a little something. Collard greens, cornbread, fried chicken, and peach cobbler. Some leftovers.
Some leftovers? Listen, I've been meaning to talk to you about some new COVID information I saw online.
See? Because you're always on that phone.
I'm serious. I read that 3 out of 4 adults in the United States have a high risk factor for severe COVID-19. And Black folks like us with certain conditions like diabetes, heart disease, mental health conditions, or being 50 and older, like you, are at high risk.
Boy, you sound like a commercial.
I'm just saying. I know you love your ginger teas and essential oils. But remember, there are treatment options for COVID-19 if you ever get it again.
Uh-huh. I promise, if I get sick again, I'll call my doctor to ask about my options. I love you.
I love you, too. I'm glad we had this talk.
Me, too. Now get out of my kitchen.
All right.
This is Viewpoints Explained. I'm Ebony McMorris. How are you planning to ring in the new year? Here in the U.S., we often set off fireworks and toast with champagne, but each country celebrates a bit differently with various customs and traditions. In several cultures, it's believed that eating round foods will bring prosperity. In the Philippines, kids and adults each eat 12 round fruits on New Year's Day to ensure a full year of abundance. Travel to Greece, and right after midnight, each household smashes a round pomegranate on their doorstep. If the seeds are spread far apart, the new year will be filled with good luck. In Spain, it's tradition to eat 12 grapes in 12 seconds. This ritual stems from an old superstition that says, if you skip eating the fruit, your fate will be ruined in the coming year. One grape represents each stroke of midnight. Head north across Europe to Sweden and Norway, and you'll find another food-centered tradition. Families make rice pudding on New Year's Eve and fill the serving bowl with one almond. Whoever gets the nut while eating their pudding is expected to have good luck and fortune in the coming months. Jump over to Denmark, and it gets a bit wild. On New Year's Day, it's customary to break dishes on your doorstep and on a neighbor's door. Simply put, it's a sign of good luck and friendship in the coming year. That's Viewpoints Explained for this week. More in a moment.
Welcome to Culture Crash, where we examine what's new and old in entertainment. Have you ever thrown on an old 90s thriller, something action-packed and a little brain-dead, and thought to yourself, man, they just don't make them like this anymore? By and large, you may be correct, but the exception to that rule is John Collette Serra. He very much does still make them that way. Collette Serra has made a number of banger action thrillers like Nonstop, The Commuter, and Unknown, which all star a late career Liam Neeson outwitting bad guys and fighting his way out of tough spots. Collette Serra is also the man behind The Shallows, a mean, enthralling 90-minute thriller starring Blake Lively as a surfer stuck in the water, trying to outlast a shark who keeps stalking her position. These are the kinds of movies that Collette Serra excels at making. Tight, neatly packed thrillers for adults. Movies that may make you want to wear a smartwatch to track your rising heart rate. His latest film is called Carry On, and it stars Taron Egerton as an airport security guard who is working to thwart a criminal mastermind, played by Jason Bateman, who's trying to sneak an illicit carry-on bag onto a plane. With fun performances, thrilling action, and just a crazy plot that keeps audiences on their toes, Carry On is one straight-to-streamer thriller that's worth checking out. And if you like what you see, then I'd encourage you to dig into Collette Serra's other films. Carry On is now streaming on Netflix. I'm Evan Rook.
This holiday season, Straight Talk Wireless is letting you say yes a lot more with real unlimited data. Yes to sharing pics of the ugliest holiday sweaters. Yes to checking weather on the go for surprise sledding trips. Yeah! And with a free phone at sign up, let the yes-tivities begin.
No way!
Yes way. Straight Talk, real unlimited data. Available at Walmart or straighttalk.com. Offer valid through 1/5/25 while supplies last at participating stores. Taxes and fees apply. Requires in-store activation on select single-line plans. Limit of 2 phones per customer. For network management practices, visit straighttalk.com.
Art tells a story, your story, and inspires others in your community to do the same. AARP is celebrating the undeniable impact and contributions of Black art and artists everywhere. We're thrilled to celebrate these creators over 50. Through their work and persistence, they make society a better place by bringing us all closer together. Learn more at aarp.org/blackcommunity.
That's Viewpoints for this week. Follow us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram to learn more about upcoming shows and find a library of past programs on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, and Spotify. Plus, you'll always find previous segments and more information about our guests at viewpointsradio.org. Join us again next week for another edition of Viewpoints.
Hi, this is guide Kurt Justice with today's Kurt's Island Sport Shop Fishing Report. Ice conditions improved significantly by midweek, closing up some trouble spots and adding inches to the ice and confidence to the anglers. With many of the more popular spots reporting 6 to 8 inches, and with the weather very mild, many anglers headed out over the weekend. Fishing was good overall, yet anglers should still use some caution when venturing out on areas untraveled or on the larger, deeper lakes. Walleye fishing was very good, not all day, but for the anglers willing to get out pre-dawn or fish the first hour and a half after dark, nice catches in 4 to 8 feet of water using medium golden shiners or river shiners on tip-ups. Jig and Rapalas, number 5s, shiver minnows, number 2s, and hyperglides in the 1.5 and number 2 sizes all worked well, keeping that bait 2 feet off the bottom to just over to the weed tops working best as the eyes are moving into the shallows at dusk to actively feed. Nice fish, many slot fish in 20 to 24 inch range, and several 20 to 26 to 28 inches were recorded. Northern pike fishing was very good. Nice thick fish in the upper 20-inch range to the low 30-inch on big suckers and shiners. Some right at dusk, surprising anglers targeting walleyes in 4 to 8 feet of water. Bluegills have been very good. Mornings until about 10 to 11 a.m. and then again picking up about 3 p.m. till dusk. For the most part, shallower weeds of 4 to 8 feet using light jigs tipped with waxies or plastics. Anglers fishing small, deeper lakes with less weeds finding gills in 12 to 14 feet using tungsten jigs tipped with spikes or plastics. Nice gills, most over 7.5 to 8-inch range, but enough 9-inch plus fish to make things interesting. Well, this is the second weekend of warm-up and light rain making some areas slushy and spooky. Cool-offs, highs into the 20s and upper teens midweek through some single-digit lows should firm up the top ice and hopefully add a few more inches to make snowmobile and ATV travel better. The week of Christmas to New Year's looks good with nice winter temperatures and a little bit of snow. Now, warning, there have been a few trucks reported on the ice, and I saw videos of them. Not good. With only 8 inches and less of ice, it's not safe for those drivers and the people enjoying the ice. Please hold off from driving full-size trucks on these lakes until we get a good 14 to 16 inches of solid ice. Well, that's all I've got for today's fishing report. This is Kurt from Kurt's Island Sports Shop wishing you good fishing.
Get hooked on adventure at Kurt's Island Sports Shop. Reel in the big ones with their primo fishing gear. From rods that lure envy to bait that fish can't resist. Need a fish whisperer? Kurt's Pros offer guide services to turn your fishing tales into legends. Swing by 824 Highway 51 North in Minocqua and gear up for epic fishing fun. Kurt's Island Sports Shop, where fishing dreams and big laughs are always in stock.
If you have unfiled taxes or are in debt to the IRS, this is important news. Did you know the IRS has programs specifically designed to help people struggling with tax debt? Powerful tax assistance programs that can save you thousands if you qualify. No one knows these programs better than the experts at Optima Tax Relief, America's most trusted tax resolution firm, A-rated by the Better Business Bureau. Their award-winning team of tax attorneys and licensed professionals have resolved over $1 billion of tax debt for their clients. One call to Optima can start the process, helping to end your worries about wage garnishment, asset seizure, and other IRS actions. Make sure you're getting the best options to solve your tax problems. Call the experts at Optima today for a free confidential consultation.
Call 800-517-9383. That's 800-517-9383. 800-517-9383.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Our daughter, Jessie, loves playing detective.
A clue.
But since we discovered she has sensitive skin, we've been playing detective, too.
We thought the problem was our puppy.
But it was actually our old detergent.
Aha! Uh-huh.
So we switched to Tide Free and Gentle. Tide cleans better than the leading competitive free detergent, and it doesn't leave behind irritating residues.
Plus, Tide Free and Gentle has no dyes or perfumes, so it's gentle on her skin.
Case closed.
If it's got to be clean, it's got to be Tide Free and Gentle.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Northwoods weather.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Areas of fog, then mostly cloudy skies with highs in the upper 30s. Our winds will be light. Mostly cloudy skies for the overnight. Some patchy fog reforming. Lows in the middle 20s. Sunshine returning Monday with highs in the upper 30s. Currently 29 degrees.
98Q Country.
98Q Country.
City singers singing about how they can love deeper than the oceans, higher than the stars above. Well, I come from the country and I know I ain't seen it all, but I heard that ocean salty and the stars they sometimes fall, and that would not do justice to the way I feel for you. So I had to sing a song about all the things I knew. My love is deeper than the holler, stronger than the river, higher than the pine trees grow. and honest as a robin on a springtime windowsill, and longer than the song of a whippoorwill. From the back roads to the Broadway shows, with a million miles between, there's at least a million love songs that people love to sing. And everyone is different, and everyone's the same, and this is just another way of saying the same thing. My love is deeper than the holler, stronger than the river, higher than the pine trees growing tall upon the hill. My love is purer than the snowflakes that fall in late December, and honest as a robin on a springtime windowsill, and longer than the song of a whippoorwill. My love is deeper than the holler, stronger than the river, higher than the pine trees growing tall upon the hill. My love is purer than the snowflakes that fall in late December, and honest as a robin on a springtime windowsill, and longer than the song of a whippoorwill.
Everything I passed put you back in it. You were done, moving on, but you can't be too far gone. 'Cause what happens in a small town stays in a small town. Every back road we've ever gone down, Friday night bleachers, Sunday pews, ain't a county line mile without a memory of you. Every whisper, every room I walk in, every time the bartender fills it up. Every time the bartender fills it up again, every
broadcasting today's best country with 100,000 watts of music power.
Power.
98Q Country.
Travel on, there's one day here and the next day gone. Sometimes you bend, sometimes you stand, sometimes you turn your back to the wind. There's a world outside every darkened door where blues won't haunt you anymore. Where the brave are free and lovers soar. Come ride with me to the distant shore. We won't hesitate to break down the garden gate. There's not much time left today.
Too fast to settle down. Truth is, I just
everything about these games they all play. Wanna find something stronger than the whiskey. And oh, I've tried, but every time I feel a kiss me, I keep coming up empty. Someone that I'd be proud to take on back to my hometown. Honest eyes that just ain't gonna lead to lonely nights, even when she's up against me. I don't know why it feels like there's nobody with me, and I'm still empty.
Things I dearly love, And every night I get on my knees and thank the Lord above that I don't have to think about tomorrow. I don't need anything money can buy. I don't have to beg, steal, or borrow. I just want to live until I die. I don't have to beg, steal, or borrow. Oh, oh, oh. I just want to live until I
3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a Civic Media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Authorities in South Korea say only two people are confirmed to have survived a passenger plane's crash landing. There were 181 passengers and crew on the Boeing 737 when it tried to land with its landing gear down. It burst into flames. ABC aviation consultant John Nance says the landing gear creates a major question.
You don't land with your landing gear up if you have time to put it down. There's an alternate method, even if you've lost all hydraulics. So why did they land with the gear up? Was it a situation where they had another emergency that we don't understand yet in the cockpit, or was there something else, including just forgetting to put it down in the middle of an emergency?
President of Azerbaijan says the passenger jetliner that crashed Christmas Day in Kazakhstan was shot down by Russia, but that it was not intentional. 38 people were killed. Two people were killed in Texas and Mississippi after reported tornadoes in the region, and 15 people were hurt when a Brightline passenger train struck a fire truck in Florida. This is ABC News.
The Bucks lose to the Bulls. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks lost to the Bulls at the United Center last night, 116-111. Damian Lillard was back.